This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, welcome back to the show with me, T. Xiaoyik. With the relaxation of COVID-19 restrictions, most children are back in schools, preschools and daycare centres or childcare centres. This has led to a sharp increase in a common childhood infection, hand, foot and mouth disease, with over 30,000 cases reported nationwide since the beginning of this year. While Minister of Health Khairi Jamaluddin says this increase is to be expected, the ministry is nevertheless cautioning parents and operators of childcare centres and kindergartens to practice good hygiene measures to minimise the spread of the disease. Here is a replay of an interview with Dato' Dr. Chong Chee Kiong, Deputy Director General from the Ministry of Health, back in 2018 when there was a similar outbreak of hand, foot and mouth disease in the country. Dato' Chong began by putting into context the presence of hand, foot and mouth disease in the population and what was causing the increase back in 2018.
First of all, hand, foot and mouth disease has always been in the Malaysian scene. We do get cases every year, and there is a pattern to these cases. So over the last 5 years, you will notice that there is always an increasing trend at the beginning of the year, and then picking up during the close to the mid-year, and then coming down towards the end of the year.
But with the sharp rise in cases this year, should we be concerned about fatalities or other serious complications?
Yes. So this is one reason why we are extremely concerned. Now, whatever diseases, if the numbers are tremendously high, we do expect more complications. In this case, because the numbers are now way beyond what we expect, we do expect more complications from this disease. We haven't seen it much yet at this moment, and we are very thankful for that. The other thing that we also worried is that if when the cases are many, the chances of mutation is there. So if we suddenly have a different strain coming in or a mutation of sorts, it may not be good for us. We may get more severe cases.
What are the complications that we should be looking out for?
The normal signs and symptoms of hand, foot and mouth disease is of course the blisters in the hands, the feet and the mouth. Of course, fever is there and the baby is ill with a fever, crying, difficulty in taking food. Complications that we are afraid of will be when it infects the brain, what we call encephalitis, when it infects the heart, what we call a myocarditis. Sometimes it even infects the lungs as well.
Could you reiterate the advice on what parents and schools have to do to control the spread of the virus?
Yes. So on the part of the parents, of course, the first thing is to see whether your child is ill or not. And if it's not feeling well, or if you happen to come across blisters on his hands, feet and mouth, then we should seek treatment, take him to the doctor. And more important is that we should not send him to schools or nurseries as he can spread to other children. And of course, within our own home and house, we do have other children besides the child that is ill. So keeping this child who's ill separate from your other children is also another important thing that we should try to do. Of course, I know it's not easy, especially when siblings play together and you're in the same house, but we should try, especially when they are having blisters in the hands and their feet. The virus resides in the blisters, the fluids in the blisters, as well as in the stool. So one mode of contact, of course, will be when the child plays with the toys and they share the toys with the other siblings or their friends in the nurseries, the virus will spread from him, the child who is ill, to the other toddlers. So probably the teachers or the nursery caretakers would have to ensure that they clean the toys properly, disinfect the toys. We also would like to ask the nurseries to do what we call gatekeeping. That is to say, check the children coming to the nurseries or the kindergartens or the primary schools to see that they are not ill by checking their hands and their mouth, of course. And if they happen to be ill, we should request for the parents to take them back home. one thing that's extra that we want to teach the children who are well is prevention. Hand washing is extremely important. The virus is also spread when our hands are dirty. We happen to touch surfaces that are contaminated with the viruses. So when the child touches such surfaces and they rub their eyes, when they put their hands in their mouth, when they happen to have sores on their skin and they rub the sores on their skin, the virus will transmit to their body. So hand hygiene is something very important. And of course, lastly will be to make sure that the environment is clean. You know, toilets should be clean, the playpen area should be clean, the playground should be clean, the desks and tables should be clean, and it should be cleaned or disinfected every day during these present circumstances.
What about beyond kindergartens and schools?
Hand, foot and mouth is actually quite widespread. While the severity is more in children, it also affects adults. So, but for adults, the morbidity or the severity is actually rather low. So if an adult were to get hand, foot and mouth disease, chances are it will be in the mild stage. And this is where probably one of the issues is, in the sense that adults can actually spread the viruses when they have blisters on their hands. So if they happen to touch the places like handles of the trolleys of the supermarkets, or let's say the armrests of the chairs and so on, yes, there's a chance that the virus can transmit through those kind of areas. In general, the recognized mode is still within the nurseries.
You just heard the replay of an interview with Dr. Chong Chi Kiong, Deputy Director General from the Ministry of Health, with advice on how parents, childcare centres and kindergartens can reduce the transmission of hand, foot and mouth disease amid the current outbreak. For parents, be on the lookout for symptoms like fever, ulcers in the child's throat, mouth and tongue, as well as on their hands and feet, and other symptoms of an infection like cough, poor appetite, tiredness, eye redness, stomach pain and diarrhea. If these signs appear in your child, see a doctor, isolate at home and always practice good hygiene. This has been Health and Living on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.